Welcome to Turn It On with Tracy. This is a very special series of episodes. It's not Turn It Off with Tracy because we're not here to talk about a horror movie. We're here to talk about something that you love to watch, and that is the Olympics.
Woo!
Yes,
Yay!
We are busy watching the 2018 Winter Olympics. It is Valentine's Day, and I thought it would be fun for us to take a pause in the horror movies for a couple of weeks. I know you're sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you.
And, since, and talk about something that we both really enjoy watching, which are the Olympics. But before we talk about this, these specific games that we're enjoying, literally as we're sitting here recording this, let's talk a little bit about, like, your history with the Olympics. Like, what's your... You've been watching these since you were a kid, right?
Yes. My mother watched them, and I got hooked as a child. I remember trying to fathom the 4 years that would occur between, because they used to occur every 4 years, winter and summer would
happen. Back to back, right.
The same year. And the 4 years in between were multiple lifetimes.
Sure.
I don't know why I loved them. I still do. I'm not even sure. I mean, I think I can put my finger on it a little bit better now. But I remember watching swimming events that happened in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. I remember 72. I remember when those Israeli athletes were kidnapped.
Wow, that's 74. Yeah, 74. Munich. Yeah.
Yep. You know,
we got to watch that movie.
Didn't we already?
No, we've not watched Munich. We got to watch that movie. But anyway,
like I already saw
it. I don't mean to turn it back into movies so quickly. Let's talk, we're here to talk about the Olympics.
So yeah, I remember Olga Korbut and her. Maybe it wasn't the best routine that was ever done in the world. I don't remember that specifically. I remember the world was captivated by that woman. She was so tiny and elfin like, you know, and just, you know, skipping from bar to bar like air. There's so much magic that happens in the Olympics, including the opening and closing ceremonies.
No, I'm kind of interested. We've never really talked about this part. Like, is it I don't think of you as a particularly patriotic person. I don't mean that in a bad way, but you're just not someone that, like, is a big on the sort of flag side of things. But is the patriotism, is that part of it? Or is it more just about the athletes' stories? You know,
it's a different kind of patriotism.
Right.
Because everybody...
It's more of a benign patriotism as opposed to a, you know, you other countries suck sort of patriotism.
Right. Everybody who's there and everybody who's a fan knows how hard these people work, these athletes, and their families and their
give up so much for these people
give
for to be
so
able
much,
to do
not,
it, yeah.
Not just for themselves, but the families give up so much for their children, sibling, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, however they're related or however they're friends. They give up so much in order for these athletes to be able to compete. And it ends up being a unifying thing instead of a dividing thing, which, I don't know, could be a lesson to everybody, probably.
Could use a little more of that nowadays, sure.
A lot more of that, sure.
Yeah, the Olympics were not anything that I paid attention to as a kid, probably because I just wasn't a sports kid at all. I have anything against them, but I just wasn't interested. And I think I must have seen bits and pieces because I'm sure my parents watched them. But then I didn't watch it at all in those sort of in-between years. And then you... ever since we've been together, you've been into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of gradually got into it. Like, I watched a little bit, I think, the first Olympics that came around when we were together. I watched a little. Then I watched a little more. And then, like, the last couple, I've been all in. And it's just been
ever
something...
Ever since you discovered Border Cross?
I do, yeah. I have to admit, the Border Cross is, like, that is my jam. Like, that's in the Olympics.
And then now it's branching into other snowboard events.
Yeah, I do. The snowboarding...
That was your hook. Was
those guys and those women racing each other down a snowboard hill, and those, that was just amazing. Like, it was just... So now it's something that we do together. Like, we really look forward to it. It's so cool that it's every 2 years now. It feels less...
Yes.
You know, like, less of a mountain.
And it's like, you know, on one end, it's actually only 1.5 years.
Really? Yeah, basically, because the summer ones were like July and August of 2016, and then now we're February of 2018. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it doesn't feel like such a drought in between them. I like that. It makes sense that they break them up like this. Okay. But yeah, I mean, last year we stayed up so late that we were like exhausted.
2016,
and we even talked about, boy, the next Olympics, we're gonna like take some time off from work. And, you know, and now that hasn't quite panned out because we both kind of started new jobs and really can't do that. But I don't know, maybe for the next summer one, by then we'll be a couple of years in, maybe we'll decide to take some time off and watch everything. Because we're watching it just nonstop, except for Coronation Street, where we're catching up on those episodes. we've literally put everything aside to just watch the Olympics nonstop.
By the end of the 14 days.
Yeah, we were exhausted, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and we're just sitting here watching things. We're not even like it's ironic.
Not like we're actually.
Yeah, we're exhausted watching people doing physical things, and we're like, oh, my God,
Because we're up until midnight. We get up at 5:30.
I can barely eat this ice cream while watching these people run marathons. It's amazing. All right, well, so it's something that we've really enjoyed doing together, and it's been a lot of fun. And I really appreciate you bringing this to me, because this is something, again, you and I have talked about, where it's like, what has each of us brought the other one? Like, things that you were, you know, things that...
So I brought you the Olympics.
You brought me the Olympics.
And cats.
And cats. Absolutely. I never appreciated cats until you, so absolutely. I know I brought you paying attention to politics, and so I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I brought you some...
Owe me forever.
I think a lot of your favorite movies are from me, I think, at this point. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of your favorites. But the Olympics is absolutely all you, because I just wouldn't... It was just not on my radar, and now I really... love it. And we watch it on NBC, the live coverage, and then we watch all the app stuff, which is hard as hell to figure out in terms of navigating it.
But you know what? It's just like you just keep watching them over and over again, and eventually it doesn't matter. You know, you're watching the Olympics.
So what are some of your favorite of the winter? Because you said you like swimming, but that they don't do that in this. What are your favorite winter ones?
I enjoy all the snowboard and skiing. Short track skating is
That's
crazy.
Great. I love that. Those guys are, I feel like somebody's going to lose a finger with those things.
Oh my gosh. What a, I don't know, tangle and flash mob and just craziness. Yeah. And people flying off the track and bouncing off the walls.
They're running on glass, essentially, and they can stay balanced. And it's like...
And I have always loved figure skating. I skated when I was a little girl, and I just love. Oh, I remember Peggy Fleming. I remember Janet Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going back a ways now. I never quite got into curling.
Curling's a tough. Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems to be taking off, but I'm still like, okay, whatever. Not my sport. I'm glad it's getting attention.
I'm sure all of it. I mean, sure. I mean, any of this stuff. It's we were talking about this the other day, where it's like. If you just met somebody at the in regular life, and they were like, "Oh, I was an Olympic level fill in name of sport,"
mm-hmm.
and you're like, "Oh, what happened?" and you're like, "Oh, I came in 18th." I think some people's reaction would be like, "Oh, you know, kind of sniff a little 18th," but you realize to be the 18th person in the Olympics, you are still better than any other human that you're ever going to meet, except for 17 other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and out of 7 billion people.
Yeah,
out of
7
planet.
Billion people. Yeah, it's remarkable. Yeah, and I will admit, like, when I was a kid, I didn't like figure skating at all because I just thought it was, I don't know, a little fruity, to be honest with you, when I was a kid. Not the most enlightened child in the world. Because I just thought, you know, it was dancing. But then you see the physicality of it and the artistry of it. And just the idea that, like, you know, you see these guys throwing women into the air. I can't...
To land on...
I can't throw a book in the air and not get tired, let alone a whole woman. Like, what the physical prowess on display is remarkable. So.
And then the guts of those women... To be flung.
Thrown
spinning.
On, yeah. Oh my! Meanwhile, you're going to land on these two razor blades. Uh-huh. It's amazing. So, what have you thought of the game so far? We're a couple of we watched it the day early, even before the opening ceremonies.
Yes.
And then we're recording this. This is Tuesday night, so the games have been running for 4 days now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, the ceremonies were Friday night, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
they
Tuesday.
They started Thursday.
Well, they did start Thursday, so yeah.
It's 5 days.
Okay.
A week.
Okay.
I am impressed as ever.
We just watched Shaun White win a gold medal.
Yes, and we watched Yuko, the Japanese snowboarder. I thought broke his hip, fortunately.
Yeah, those guys land hard, man.
Before we recorded that he did not break his hip, thank heaven. Yeah, that's like to want it so bad that you're willing to risk life and limb, do these crazy things. I don't know. God bless them. And I would, sometimes I think I would love to be on the edge of the half pipe, you know, on that.
Oh my God. I'm trying to imagine you on the edge.
I would scream if somebody flew past me.
I can't. I'm trying to imagine you on the edge of a half pipe. I can't. That's beyond my ability to comprehend.
First off, it's way high up.
I'm cold. Can I get tea before we, can I just, hold on, wait.
Yeah, that sounds just like me.
Trust me, everybody. It is. I've been enjoying. Said all the snowboarding stuff is just fantastic. I'm still waiting to see the downhill, like the racing where they compete with one another, and it's like that big scrum of people. That's what's it called?
Border cross.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing to watch.
Border cross is practically a trademarked name.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the Olympics. In the Olympics, they call it snowboard cross.
Snowboard cross. I could watch that all day and all night. I wish that, like I said, I wish the app, the Apple TV channel that NBC has was easier to use, because it's just like,
it's hard to
figure out how to navigate
stuff.
The name
that is on the avatar or icon. Or
each of the videos, yeah.
They don't match with.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's...
And they don't have a little button that tells you you already watched this one.
Yeah, and I wish...
Which would be really helpful.
I do wish some of the coverage was, like, a little less of the feature stories, like, a little less of the puff pieces and more of the sports, like, more of the actual people competing as opposed to a featurette on, you know, Michaela Schifrin or Shaun White. Not that I don't want to hear their stories, but...
Yeah.
I do want to see more of the actual sports going on. But I also know it's really tough. There's, you know, it's like 500 hours of sporting, and it's hard to cover it all. I understand
it's
that.
It's like 2,000.
2,000? Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, how do you cover all that? How do you even organize that? So I know a lot of people online are really down on NBC, and they always are. I do say I miss Bob Costas. I liked him as a host. I'm a big fan of Bob Costas, so I'm sorry that
he's... How could you not like Bob
Costas? Sorry that he's gone. But I think they're doing a decent job on it. I mean, they're covering the stuff I think they assume most people want to see in prime time. And I've been, you know, so, yeah, we've been enjoying it. It's the kind of thing, like, as soon as we get home, we put it on and we just let it run. And then we put it on in the mornings, watching the highlights and stuff. So kind of like what I talked with you. Like, I'm not particularly patriotic. So the idea of people, like, winning for their country doesn't do a lot for me, especially with, sort of, like, a bigger country where, you know, we have a lot of things. Like, when somebody from some small country wins, that's great because they, you know, they don't get to, like, you know, like Tonga, you know? Like, they don't get a lot of Olympic athletes in Tonga.
A Tongan athlete who is...
Ladies love that Tongan guy, that greased muscle guy.
He's cross-country skiing now.
I love that guy.
Seriously.
Yeah, I
that guy too.
Yeah, I know you do. I know. I appreciate the stories of that. Yeah, the sacrifice these people are willing to make. You know, I mean, that's amazing. And again, some of the stuff that the families are willing to do for this, and then when it all pays off, is sort of amazing. I mean, Michaela Schifrin.
Think of how many people it doesn't pay off for?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like your whole life has been building to this moment, and you get like 9 seconds where it's all going to come
or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, and to watch like a figure skater fall.
Oh,
that is just heartbreaking. That's the worst part of when somebody screws up is in ice skating, because to hear the crowd
goes.
I mean, at least with all the other ones, it's kind of diffused a little. But yeah. Oh man, So we've been watching the biathlon, the skiing, the cross-country ski. That I'm always worried about the cross-country, not the cross-country, the ski jumps. Mm-hmm. Those people get so high. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to hit a plane if I did that. I'm going to hit a low-flying plane.
The idea that somebody would stand at the top of that hill and look down at and decide should... And it doesn't have an ending. It's like... Yeah.
Then they say it's 1.5 football fields length or something?
Oh, that's what they fly after they... That's the part...
That's nuts!
There's nothing underneath them. So they look at this like, I'm going to ski down this wall, and then it's going to end, and I'm just going to trust, I don't know, fate, whatever.
Something will stop me.
that I'm going to be okay between the time my skis leave the ground and the time my skis hit the ground, which is a football field and a half. And then if I'm still alive when I finish that, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. I think about how many times I have fallen on the snow in the parking lot.
Right?
Just walk into my car. And these people are
holding on.
Yeah. These people are flying the 1,000 feet at going 200 miles an hour on these sticks. And they're just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable stuff. Like I said, we've been having a lot of fun with it. I do wish that we could, like, give ourselves up to it, you know, for, like, at least a week straight of just, like, not work and just relax.
Could you imagine what we would look like at the end of that week?
We would be pretty big. Pretty big people at the end. Yeah, I will admit that. We have talked about, because we mentioned it, that, of course, Los Angeles will be getting the games in 2028, which is, like, the first time...
If we start saving now.
Yeah, if we start saving now, we can do it. That's 10 years from now. It's a long time, but, you know. Boy, think of all the horror movies you're going to have seen by then. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
What are some of my what?
Favorite summer sports in the Olympics.
I do love the swimming.
Gymnastics
is great.
You know, you don't see that much rhythmic gymnastics. That's amazing.
Oh, I like track and I like the track and field, like the running, like mm-hmm. that's just that, like that's amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything of compete, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I like the solo stuff, but I also like when people compete either. It's just like I said, it's I don't know. I'm like an unabashed you know, like I wrote on Twitter on like Thursday night, like I love the Olympics unapologetically and unironically, and it got like a bunch of likes because I think mm-hmm. people were like, you know,
it's like Girl Scout cookies.
Well, yeah, I just, but there's so many people that are like, oh, I don't even watch the, you know, like they're like all proud of themselves. It's like, oh, that's fine if you don't enjoy it, but it mm-hmm. doesn't make you cool or anything. But I don't know. I don't know. It's something we get to do together, and I enjoy these people's stories, and I can relate to someone wanting to give their whole life up to something on a big risk, and it doesn't mm-hmm. always pay off. And it's nice when it does, but it's okay when it doesn't as well because they tried,
just,
you know.
And to try to better yourself constantly and, you know, to have that focus and that drive to work and work and work at it. And, you know, just you, there are athletes there that know they're never going to be on the same level as the ones that win gold, silver, and
sure.
bronze, but they still want to be the best they can be. And they still want to have the experience of the opening ceremonies and the Olympic Village and the closing ceremonies. You know, I have to say, I always feel like I respect an athlete a little bit less when they don't take part in the opening and closing ceremonies and when they don't live in the Olympic Village.
Hmm.
I feel like if I were so blessed as to be one of them, you could not tear me away.
Oh, yeah, you think you'd want to get every ounce of it.
Every
out of, yeah.
moment. Although I probably would also have trouble sleeping.
That's true.
Because I wouldn't want to miss anything.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the opening ceremonies. It's always interesting when we get to see sort of... it's really pretty much the only glimpse Americans get of another culture, unedited
right.
and undiluted. Mm-hmm. You know, we get 3 straight hours. And I know to some people that sounds horrible. But we get like 3 straight hours of what another culture wants to put across to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... And in a positive way.
Yes.
You know, which is nice. I will say no opening ceremony is ever going to top the one they did a bunch of years ago where they got Muhammad Ali to come out. That's
when
it.
He lit the torch.
That is it. You will never.
Was that Los Angeles?
I think it was Los Angeles, yeah, because you will never beat that. It's a once in a lifetime thing. You got the greatest athlete to ever walk the face of the earth to come out and do the light the torch. But I mean, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try, but I mean, you know, you're not going to do it. You're just never going to best that. But no, I kind of like that.
Every single opening and closing ceremony is unique and hopeful and beautiful.
Mm. Remember the one with Canada where they were like crowing about how polite they are as a society? And it was like, that's good. It was a funny thing, you know? I mean, not a funny thing. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. It was cute. It was like, well, that is important to them, you know? I mean, and it's nice to have countries present them their best selves. And for the rest of the world to watch it. So it's a nice thing. And I remember at the end of the Summer Olympics, we were genuinely sad the night it ended. We felt it was like when you much feel like when you're a kid and the circus leaves town.
Right?
You're just like, oh, okay.
Every time.
Yeah.
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Every time. I just feel like this emptiness. And, you know, at least I don't have to wait 4 years for another fix. But
I canceled our cable subscription. Because we just have all the paychant, like all the, you know, Netflix streaming. And stuff, streaming. But I canceled our cable trip, but I brought it back for this month just so we could watch the Olympics. And once the Olympics is over, and then the Oscars are over, I'm going to turn it back off again because we don't watch regular TV. But that's how important the Olympics was that we wanted to make sure we watched it. So we've been having a really great time. I will forever appreciate you bringing this to me because it's a really nice thing that I really look forward to, and I appreciate you bringing that into my life. So I want to thank you for that.
I did it.
That pause you heard again was me editing that word out. No one's ever going to hear it. People have asked to hear it, and they're not going to because I control the editing of the show.
I could go on Facebook and just go.
You could. I don't think you're going to want to do that.
All right, Jack.
That's it. That's my name, Jack. That's my name. So anyway, I guess we should wrap it up here. We might do a second one at the end of the Olympics.
That was a Shining reference?
Yes, I did. I appreciate it. You've been making movie references lately. I don't know what's going on.
Right?
There's some pod in the corner. No, we might do a second episode as at the end of the Olympics as kind of a wrap up. But we wanted to do this at least.
The sobbing because it's over.
I know. It's going to probably be a very sad episode. Mm-hmm. But I did want to do something about it at the beginning and again for Valentine's Day. We are not, I wouldn't say we're the preeminent couple of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. That's Chris and Cindy. But we're pretty good. We're you know, we have our own thing going on. So, like I said, I wanted to do a little thing for Valentine's Day because I love the Olympics. I love you. I love that you brought it to me because it's a total positive in my life. And so I'm glad we get to enjoy this together.
Me too.
So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for listening. Tracy, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. I knew you were super sleepy and you were still willing to do it, which
until
I appreciate.
Until I started thinking about, I don't know,
all the stuff.
Gerard and Chloe Kim and.
I know. We haven't even mentioned all those people. Red Gerard. What a great name. Red Gerard.
Uh-huh.
Chloe Kim, who was 17 years old, won a gold medal, for Pete's sakes.
And
good to get those life dreams out of the way at 17.
A little young woman who's just flying through the air like nobody's business. Yep. Like
her dad gets to see her win a gold medal. How amazing is that got to be? You know?
Fantastic.
You know, even though I just said 5 minutes earlier, I don't like all the profiles. I did enjoy all the footage of like Olympians as little kids, like little Chloe Kim on skis. It's really cute. So yeah, that's
little Michaela Schifrin on skis.
Yeah, wanting to be great and whatever. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So
and little who's the American male singles skater?
Oh shoot, Chen? I forget it. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, although he hasn't done that well so far.
Nathan Chen. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a cute
when
kid.
He's like a little kid, and he's like, he's like, I'll see you in 2018. Like, wow.
He knew when he was a little kid.
Yeah,
he was
he's calling
be
the shot.
Olympics.
Pretty amazing. So
good for him.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been enjoying it, and we have another like 11 days of it, something like that, which is great. So
not enough.
We're going to soak up as much as we can. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed this Turn It On with Tracy show, not Turn It Off with Tracy. The horror movies will resume in a couple of weeks. But until then, we're going to be joining the Olympics. We hope you are, too. So we will see you later, and happy Valentine's Day. And I guess I'll just say I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Great shot of the star. Here's the backside air. The method, kicking it out, waving to the crowd. Nice and high above the deck of that pipe. And I wasn't sure if it was going to be front side air, but no. Going for it. Front side 1080, three full rotations. Grabbing the tail, setting it down well above the deck of that pipe. And linking that with this. Going switch, three full switch rotations. Missing her grab, but I'm not going to give her trouble for that. So amazing to see. Back-to-back 1080s from Chloe Kim, the Olympic final. Linking that again, just having so much fun. 10 to 10 to 900, just dizzying combinations. And then the style with the Mick twist, the backside inverted 540, and then again, another 720 to boot. This is going to be a great score.
Gold medal for Chloe Kim in 98-25. She betters her top score, but it doesn't even matter. Chloe Kim, gold in Pyeongchang.